You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us. It's cold where I am. Pretty cool, actually, today, but at least the sun's out. Is that something we can see the rest of the week, too?
Todd, certainly it's nice to see the sun in this true fall pattern that's now evolved here across the Midwest, and looks like that's going to stay in place as we go through the remainder of October. Temperature-wise, it will still be biased on the cooler side of normal throughout this week, but we'll still be days with some sun, but I'll be kind of, off on here as we go through the week due to the overall, some of the frontal passages that will produce a little bit of cloud cover here. But even with those frontal passages, we're not expecting much rain on the way. In fact, the pattern, not only this week, but in the next week as well, it's a much drier pattern, much different than what was the case the past couple of weeks. But also what's different are these cooler than normal temperatures, which is much different than the warm bias that we saw throughout the first half of this month.
Yeah, so for those producers that are in the south and the east of the Mississippi River, mostly, except for northern Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, so I suppose that's a large number, but they're probably good to go, maybe not saturated soils and can manage it, but the cold weather would seem to me might be pretty tough as those farmers in Iowa, parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota are dealing both with maybe some snowfall, and certainly with just trying to dry things out with cold weather doesn't help very well as either. Any better temperatures the following week?
We do see better temperatures, especially in some of the northern locations like Minnesota, northern Iowa, and the Dakotas. In fact, temperatures look to return to more normal levels across those areas next week, and that will be high temperatures climbing into the upper 50s, even some lower 60s, minimum temperatures still falling into the 30s, but certainly more seasonal versus what we're seeing right now.
Unlike last fall when the South Americans were having a tough time getting started because they lacked rainfall, looks like they're off to a good start this year. Things still good shape there?
It is. Currently in Brazil as well as in Argentina, there are a couple scattered dry pockets within Argentina as well as northeastern Brazil, but those dry pockets will have really good opportunities to be eliminated coming up over the next several weeks, and that will keep the start of this growing season in South America in good shape through month's end and to the start of November.
In Europe, of course, they're in the middle of their fall. They had a really dry summer season. We don't often talk about drought continuing and the problems that it can create, but boy, this one seems like it's just hanging on.
Yeah, this dates back all the way from springtime where the drought conditions began to evolve, and we don't see much in the way of any significant improvement in that throughout the balance of October. So for winter crop seeding as well as that will continue to cause issues as we go through the remainder of this month.
Hey, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Today is the first day of ticket sales for our Farm Assets Conference. It's just $40. Comes up on the 20th day of November in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. We'll have 6 commodity analysts with us that day and another 5 to 7 folks to talk about the future of agriculture and how to negotiate your way through the series of changes that are taking place. FarmAssetsConference.com, WillAg.org for tickets today.